Greetings from New York, where the CAA World Congress of Sports gets underway today at the Times Center in Manhattan. The two-day event remains the largest and most prestigious sports business conference in North America. In a typical year, the SBJ-hosted event draws more than 700 attendees. The program addresses the business of sports from the perspective of the industry's top executives, and this year's list of speakers is no exception. Attendees will hear from the likes of MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred, MLS Commissioner Don Garber, NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman, NWSL Commissioner Jessica Berman, NASCAR President Steve Phelps, Fanatics CEO Michael Rubin, Fox Sports CEO Eric Shanks, and UFC President Dana White. If you're not attending here in New York, make sure to watch and read the top highlights from this year's CAA World Congress of Sports on sportsbusinessjournal.com the rest of the week. Good morning. It's Tuesday, October 11th, and this is your SBJ Morning Buzzcast. I'm David Albright, filling in for Abe Madcor. The NHL is back to normal with the regular season stretching from October through the middle of April before the two-month thrill ride that is the chase for the Stanley Cup. Over that time, teams are scheduled to play a total of 1,312 games over 189 days, which actually started with Nashville and San Jose facing off for two games in Prague last weekend. Play in North America gets underway tonight when Tampa Bay visits the New York Rangers and Los Angeles hosts Vegas, both on ESPN. The Colorado Avalanche begin their title defense and raise the franchise's third Stanley Cup banner Wednesday night before opening against Chicago. There are two outdoor games this season, the Winter Classic at Fenway Park on January 2nd between Boston and Pittsburgh, and the Stadium Series in Raleigh between Carolina and Washington on February 18th. The regular season is set to end April 13th. On a related note, NHL fans are less likely to let inflation get in the way of attending a game than fans of MLB, the NFL, and the NBA are. That's according to data provided by Civic Science to SBJ, notes our David Broughton. 48% of hockey fans said the rise in cost of living wouldn't impact the number of games they plan to attend this season, up 6% from July. Conversely, 55% of NBA fans in August said that the economy will likely change their live attendance plans this season. That's up 49% from July. A majority of NFL teams, 23 of 32, have posted local ratings increases through 4 weeks this season, underscoring the idea that TV's most popular programming continues to get stronger. The biggest increase is in Cincinnati, where the Bengals games are up 33%, averaging 280,000 homes in the Cincinnati DMA. Remember, these are homes, not viewers. The viewer number would be higher. The Bills and Lions are tied for the second highest jump, both at 23%. The Bills are averaging 290,000 Buffalo homes, and the Lions are averaging 394,000 in the Detroit market. The steepest decline is in Los Angeles, where the Chargers are down 29% to 362,000 homes. The biggest local audience so far is in Dallas, where Cowboys games average 753,000 homes. That's up 6%. Bears games in 740,000 homes in Chicago, and Eagles games in 739,000 Philly homes round out the top three. Dodge's talks with NASCAR about re-entering the racing series as a manufacturer have stalled, according to sources cited by R. Adam Stern. NASCAR execs have been working hard behind the scenes in recent years to find a fourth car company to join Chevy, Ford, and Toyota as an official engine manufacturer. Dodge was one of the companies that was pitched, and it had been seriously entertaining the idea of rejoining NASCAR, sources said. The brand has had multiple stints in the racing series, most recently from 2001 to 2012, but it left after winning a championship with Team Penske and Brad Keselowski. Dodge told SBJ that it is not working on expanding into any new series. Stanford women's basketball guard Haley Jones, Iowa women's basketball guard Caitlin Clark, and high school basketball players DJ Walker, Juju Watkins, and Bronny James, son of Lakers forward LeBron James, are part of an impressive class of five college and high school student athletes to reach NIL deals with Nike. The company announced the signings on Monday, saying it's part of a mission to serve the future of athletes in sport by teaming up with the inspiring young athletes who are leading the way now, both on the court and in their communities. Cumulus Media is launching the Bay Area's first sports radio station focused on sports betting. 810 The Spread replaces the historic talk radio KGOAM. The new station, which launched on Monday, will offer sports and sports betting news, information, and insights to target the sports betting audience. KGO was among the last of the classic news, talk, call-in radio stations in San Francisco. After 80 years at 810 on the AM dial, KGO is also the broadcast home of Cal football. We'll close on a quick programming note. The cover story in this week's issue of Sports Business Journal is the final champions profile of 2022. John Aran has a fun read on Fox Sports executive Larry Jones. It's filled with great stories and provides a very interesting look at a power broker who has been quite instrumental in many facets of Fox's growth, but who has done so in a very under-the-radar way. That's your SBJ Morning Buzzcast for Tuesday. I hope everyone has a great day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow morning.